Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. Aaron, well, certainly a pleasure having you in Seymour. Now, when you were going about preparing a school lunch, what were some of the items that went through your mind from your childhood that you thought, man, this might make a possible lunch for the kids?
Well, you know, obviously the spectacular items in my memory of the school cafeteria was always the pizza, was always the meatball. There must have been an Italian in the kitchen that I went to. Those things were very, very good. Nowadays, it's kind of, it's still the mac and cheese is still good. Tomorrow we kick it up a few notches and we take it to Tater Tot Casserole Land. That's promises to kick it up. We're really excited about it.
How have the folks here in Seymour been treating you, Emeril?
Well, I think it's just been wonderful to see how the whole community has really just supported the school here and all of the teachers and this wonderful principal here. And the kids are really excited, and that makes us happy. We're delighted to be here. It's been wonderful so far, and the weather today has just been spectacular.
Couldn't have asked for better weather. Now, I understand you have been to Indiana before, I think. Were you here for a book signing at one point?
Yes. I was in the area last December, November. Started in Indianapolis and been just in this whole pocket of for my last book, Every Day's a Party. And I'm sure we'll get back up here all in time again, and it's really nice. It's beautiful country.
Now, you've done quite a few shows on regional cuisine. When you think of the Indiana area, are there any foods that stand out in your mind that might characterize this area, or is that a hard question?
Well, I think that they're influenced of great Midwest products. I mean, and not just the lakes and the fields, but that's where it's really influenced. So you see a great amount of pork dishes. You see a great amount of beef dishes, of course. The thing that I like about it is that they use not only those ingredients and from the land, but there's a little southern sort of twist to the food and to the flavor here and to the style. And, that's exciting. I'm looking forward to eating a little bit more of it.
Well, whenever I see you using fat, I always go, yes, this man knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Pork fat rules, as I always say. But you got to have lard and a good crust, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, certainly a pleasure having you here in this area, and maybe in the future have you back sometime.
Thanks so much. I look forward to seeing you all soon. Thank you.
Jay, did you have any questions?